It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? So glad to see you. How are you? Good. I've been finding out more and more about Ben Franklin. Yep. Do you know that he had only 3 pennies when he moved from Boston to Philadelphia? And do you know what the first thing he did when he got to Philadelphia? He bought 3 loaves of bread. 3 loaves of bread for 3 pennies. They were sort of like this kind of bread. Probably a little taller. Uh-huh. But all like that. The kind you have to cut yourself. Some bread comes, you know, already cut. What do you like on bread? Do you like your bread toasted or plain? Or sometimes either way. Let's take the bread to the kitchen. Good bread. Hi, picture. Pom pom. Pom pom. Pom pom. Big knife for big people. That's sometimes called the heel. There. See how that looks? Let's put that in the toaster. I'll bring the toaster here. You have a toaster, something like that? You press it down and then you wait till it comes up. And sometimes it takes a long time for it to come up. But waiting is part of growing. Things don't just happen like that. No, sir. You learn to wait for them. You used to creep and crawl real well, but then you learned to walk real well. There was a time you'd coo and cry, but then you learn to talk, and my, you hardly ever cry. You hardly ever crawl at all. I like the way you're growing up. It's fun, that's all. You're growing, you're growing, you're growing in and out. You're growing, you're growing, you're growing all about. Your hands are getting bigger now. Your arms and legs are longer now. You even sense your insides grow when mom and dad refuse you. So you're learning how to wait now. It's great to hope and wait somehow. I like the way you're growing up. It's fun, that's all. You're growing, you're growing. You're growing in and out. You're growing, you're growing, you're growing all about. Your friends are getting better now. They're better every day somehow. You used to stay at home to play, but now you even play away. You do important things now. Your friends and you do big things now. I like the way you're growing up. It's fun, that's all. Someday you'll be a grown-up too, and have some children grow up too. Then you can love them in and out, and tell them stories all about the times when you were their size. the times when you found great surprise in growing up, and they will sing it's fun. That's all. You're growing, you're growing, you're growing in and out. Are you hot? You're growing, you're growing, you're growing all about. You surely are, and I'm proud of you, too. All right, now we'll put a little something on that toast. What about peanut butter? I know a fellow who likes peanut butter and jelly on his toast. Mm-hmm. Bet you do, too, don't you? Peanut butter and jelly on the toast. Hey, that's the back doorbell. Yeah, just a minute. Coming. Scientist Alder, how are you?
Fine, thank you, Mr. Rogers, and yourself?
Oh, I'm great. I'm glad to see you.
Well, I was hoping you might be liking to see me because I have an experiment I've been working on. I thought you
great.
Might like to see it.
Come on in. I always like your experiment. I just made some toast.
Oh, very good.
You know, I'm going to put some peanut butter and jelly on it.
It's funny that you should have some toast like that because my experiment has to do with something that has to do with toast.
Good.
You see, when you put this toast in the toaster, or mm-hmm. this bread in the toaster, it wasn't the same as it is now, was it?
No, it's like that bread over there.
Yes. And there was something that happened to it when it was inside the toaster that made it change.
It got darker.
Yes, it got darker, and if you just feel it...
Oh, it's harder.
Yes, you see.
It's crispy.
And, right. The thing that changed the toast like that was the heat that was produced inside the toaster.
I never thought of it.
Yes, you see, the electricity that we use in a toaster is used to make heat.
Mm-hmm.
And this heat changed the bread into toast. And as a result, the toast is now darker than the bread and harder than the bread.
And good to eat.
Yes, I think. I know toast is one of my favorite little snacks.
Yeah, you're welcome to it.
Oh, may I?
Sure. Some jelly on it. Do you like jelly on it best?
Just jelly, right. Well, before I start to eat this, though, I'd like to show you my experiment, if I could.
Yeah, what is that tube or whatever it was?
Well,
that's a little spout coming up.
That's my tool that I've got to use for producing the heat. You see, I don't carry a toaster around. Instead, I use this tool here. And what we're going to do is, rather than heat bread, I'm going to heat a ball and make it change, too, in a certain way.
Does everything change when it gets hotter?
Yes, it changes in several different ways. Some of them may change in color. Some of them may change in the form they're in. And some things may get bigger. This ball is going to get bigger when we heat it. You've probably seen something get bigger, like a balloon.
Oh, it's nice. It's a red one.
Yes, as I blew the air into the balloon, it got bigger, and we could see that very easily.
Well, is that what's going to happen to this?
Well,
will it just get like that?
No, it's not going to get big like the balloon did, but it is going to get a little bit bigger, and we'll be able to measure the fact that it got bigger by using this ring. Now, if you'll notice while I light the tool that I was talking about, the ball that you have in your hand just fits through the ring.
Hello. You mean like this?
Right. See? Just fits through it. In other words, that ball is the same size as the ring right now.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to heat the ball and not heat the ring. And as a result, the ball will get bigger, but the ring won't. If you hold your hands back a little bit, because this is a very hot flame. And,
Oh, that's just for scientists, isn't it?
Yes. You see, heat is a wonderful thing and can do many wonderful things for you, but you've got to know how to use it the right way, or else it won't be your friend.
And control it.
Yes. If you put the ball through the ring once again,
and
then place the ball over the flame and just heat the ball and not the ring, the ball will get bigger. And while you're doing that, I'm going to get some water that we'll use later. Can you see the ball getting bigger?
Yeah, but I'd never do this without you here.
Well, I wouldn't want you to either. Now, if you'll take the ball back from the heat again,
I can't see it. It doesn't look any bigger to me, though.
That's why we need the ring. And you'll see, if you try to push the ball back through the ring, or pull it back through the ring again.
You mean now?
Right now. See, it won't fit. See, that shows us that the ball did get bigger, because it did fit before.
Surely. Well, how do you get it through?
Well, we have to cool it now. You see, before we heated it to make it bigger, now we'll have to cool it to make it smaller again. Put it back in the flame for just a little bit again, and then we'll cool it very fast by taking it and placing the ball into the water. Just the ball.
Just the ball?
Right. Woo!
Look at the smoke.
Well, that really wasn't smoke. Well, it looked like smoke. Some of the water changed to steam, and then changed back to a little cloud that we could see, a cloud of what we call water vapor. And now we've cooled the ball, and if you look carefully, you'll see the ball fits back through the ring. You see? We don't need the water anymore. And that was my little experiment that I wanted to show you.
Well, cool ball can go through the ring, but heated ball can't go through.
Because when you heat it, the ring gets
bigger.
Bigger, right.
I didn't even see it get bigger, but it did.
Yes, and that's why we needed the ring, to measure the fact that the ball got bigger for us. You see, scientists have to be able to measure things very accurately, and that's one of the things that we can use to measure a ball getting bigger.
That, ladies and gentlemen, was a scientific experiment. X the Owl is extremely interested in scientific experiments because his hero is Benjamin Franklin, and you know he did a lot of them.
Yes, I had heard about that, and somebody was saying something about Benjamin Franklin and the Three Bears, too.
It's a play that they're going to make up in the neighborhood of make-believe, and X wouldn't be in it unless he could have the part of Benjamin Franklin.
Well, I've heard of unusual things happening in the neighborhood of make-believe, and this will just be another one they can add to the list.
Sure will. Gee, I like that experiment.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it, and I have to be getting along now, so I'm going to take my equipment with me. And
can you take your
toast? I'll take my toast, too, because I didn't get a chance to eat it.
Boy, it's great for you to stop by and show us these things. Thank you.
I enjoy showing them to you, too, Mr.
Thanks, Scientist Alder.
We'll see you.
Bye-bye. Scientific experiment. He has some toast to take with him. Let's just see what's going on in make-believe right now. We may find out more about Goldilocks, Benjamin Franklin, and the Three Bears. There's Daniel's clock ticking and talking. And there's the museum go round and around and around and around. There's X's tree. Hello, X. Hello, Henrietta. Here's the factory. Hi, Corny. There comes a trolley. I thought it was time for the trolley. Come on in whenever you can, trolley. How are you today, trolley? Good. We're all set to go to make-believe if you'll take us. We'd like to know more about Benjamin Franklin and the Three Bears with Goldilocks in it. Want to go? Okay, here we go. Hey, is anybody around? Anybody? Hi, how in the world are you? You know what I'm doing today? I'm being a printer. Yeah, Benjamin Franklin was a printer from the time he was 12 years old. So I'm trying to print some things myself today, but I need some more paper. Hey, anybody? Hey, anybody?
Hi, X.
Oh, hi, Lady Evelyn.
Were you calling somebody?
Yeah, how in the world are you?
I'm great, but you sounded as though you were in distress.
Yeah, well, I ran out of paper.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of paper?
Printing paper. You know Benjamin Franklin was a printer, so I'm trying to print. Could you find me some?
Oh, where should I look?
Well, Mrs. Frog has some at the museum go-round.
All right, I'll go over and get some, and I'll be right back.
You're a real lady, you are.
Oh, Lady Hubbard, good day.
good day.
Good day, Mrs. Frog. I was wondering whether you have any printing paper.
Well, is it for X the Owl?
Yes, it is, Mrs. Frog.
Well, then, I know the kind he wants. He likes the kind Ben Franklin used to use.
Yes, he's been very interested in Ben Franklin.
He invented bifocal glasses, you know. Ben Franklin did.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yes. So much to know in the world. So much to know.
Yes, now, there really is.
If you'll write that down on the paper, I'll go and look behind for you. Alrighty, Liberty.
All right.
Alrighty.
Printing paper. Printing paper.
Now, if you'll give that to me, I'll just be able to don't go away.
Thank you, Mrs. Frog.
Here you go, Lady Aberdeen. Genuine Ben Franklin paper. There you are.
Oh, thank you very much, Mrs. Frog.
Well, you are quite welcome. Come back anytime.
I will. Have a good day.
A good day to you. Good day.
Bye.
Hey, that's just perfect. Just perfect.
This is what Mrs. Frog gave me.
Yeah. Now, you hand me one sheet at a time, okay?
All right.
And I'll go in and print it.
Now what?
Okay, I'll go in and print it, and then I'll bring it back to you.
Okay. All right.
There's the first one. Now, one more. Next sheet, please.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. I love to print. One. Another sheet of paper, please.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Goldilocks, Benjamin Franklin, and the Three Bears.
Here's the next one.
You
have another sheet? Yep.
What? A play. Where? At the castle.
Here's the next
one. Just a moment, X.
Yes.
Let me read it.
Yes, uh-huh.
Goldilocks, Benjamin Franklin, and the Three Bears.
That's right.
What? A play.
Uh-huh.
Where? At the castle.
Yeah.
When? Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Hope you can be there. X Owl Printer.
Yeah, we thought we'd just have them and send them around to people so they'd come.
X, I just think you do a great job of printing.
Yeah, well, thank you. Okay, now the next sheet you want to give them?
Well, there was something I wanted to ask you.
Yeah, what is it?
Well, it's about something on this sheet.
Yeah, what is it?
Well,
meow, 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 meow,
meow, meow, meow, meow. Hi. Oh, I like your wig.
Meow, meow, Goldilocks, meow.
Oh. You'll be a fine Goldilocks. Meow. She was supposed to be such a lovely girl.
Meow, rehearsing tonight?
Well, I'm not sure.
Meow, meow, doing meow, meow, castle?
Well,
X,
yeah.
That's what I wanted to ask you about.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it says that the play is going to be given at the castle.
Meow, meow, good. Meow, 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 best stage, meow.
Yes, well, does Uncle Friday know about this?
Not yet.
Oh. Well, it says the play is going to be given tomorrow.
Yeah.
When are you going to ask him?
Well, that's why I was so glad to see you come by, Lady Aberdeen. I mean, you see, first of all, we need somebody who will be the mama bear. The mama bear. And I just think you'd be the best mama bear in the whole neighborhood, don't you, Henrietta?
Yeah, meow, 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 wonderful meow.
Oh, well, I've never played a mother bear. That should be fun.
Yeah, and then the other thing is that we'd like you to ask your Uncle Friday if we could use his stage room for the play tomorrow.
That might not be so much fun.
Oh, well, will you try? Will you?
Sure, I'll try.
Good for you, Mama Bear. I'll print up some more sheets so we'll have one for everybody.
All right. Yeah. I'd better get right over and ask Uncle Friday. I'm going to take one of these sheets with me.
Meow, luck, meow, meow, Aberlin.
Oh, thanks, Henrietta.
Thanks, yeah, good luck to you.
I'll need it.
Meow.
Hello, Miss Polificate? I'm fine, thank you. I wanted to ask whether I might have an appointment with Uncle Friday today. Yes, in about 6.5 seconds. Oh, by the way, Miss Polificate, how is Uncle Friday feeling today? so-so? Oh. I'll be right over, Miss Plificate.
Lady Evelyn, I presume?
You presume correctly as always, Your Majesty.
Do you wish to discuss a matter of state?
Well, yes, I think I do.
Very well, proceed.
Well, Uncle Friday, I'll just be frank with you.
Yeah.
Some of your neighbors in make-believe would like to give a play in your stage room tomorrow.
A play?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know of such a thing.
No, but you see, they have all the bulletins printed up and all.
Yes, well, one of the bulletins, the printed sheet. Goldilocks, Benjamin Franklin, and the Three Bears.
Mm-hmm.
I've never heard of that play.
Well, it's like the story of the Three Bears.
Mm-hmm.
And X wanted to be Benjamin Franklin, so that's what he's going to be.
Are you going to participate in the play, Lady Evelyn?
Well, they asked me to be the Mama Bear.
Yes, and what about Goldilocks?
That's Henrietta Pussycat.
Oh. Well, I'm sorry to disappoint all of you fine people, but the play cannot take place in my castle.
Oh, Uncle Friday, they'll all be so disappointed. You're the only one who has a stage room.
The play cannot take place in my castle. Unless...
Yes? Unless what?
Unless you change the name of the play.
Oh. Well, I don't think we can do that, Uncle Friday. You see, X was really counting on being Benjamin Franklin.
Benjamin Franklin's name may remain. My suggestion for the title of the play is the following. King Friday, Goldilocks, Benjamin Franklin, and the Three Bears.
Oh, Uncle Friday, I never dreamed you would be in the play. That will be wonderful.
It will?
Oh, of course, you'll add the royal touch to it.
I will.
Certainly. I'm going to go and tell all the others, and we'll be over sometime tonight to rehearse.
You mean you think it's a good idea that I'm in the play?
Yes, I do. I'm so glad you suggested it.
Oh, so am I.
You know, Uncle Friday, you have to tell people things so they know what you're thinking about.
Yes, well, sometimes it's easier to command.
Yes, but it's not as much fun.
Yes, well, run along now and tell your friends how lucky they are to have so understanding a king. And I'll prepare my speech for tomorrow.
Oh, thanks, Uncle Friday.
Yes, consider yourself welcome. Well, farewell.
Farewell. Charlie? Charlie, just one moment. I have to change the title. King Friday. Goldilocks, Benjamin Franklin, and the Three Bears. Charlie, will you take this sheet into Mr. Rogers, please? Thank you very much.
Charlie, the name of the play has changed again, hasn't it? Yeah, well, I'll read it. King Friday, Goldilocks, Benjamin Franklin, and the Three Bears. But it will be at the castle. Mm-hmm. And it will be tomorrow. Thank you very much for this, Charlie. Yep. See you tomorrow. We'll all go together to that. But first, the things of today before the things of tomorrow. And the things of today are cleaning up the kitchen, because we are the ones put these things here. Mm-hmm. And when you grow, you learn more and more to clean up after yourself. just got to make that one peanut butter and jelly bread. Hey. Scientist Alder left his balloon. Better not make it any bigger. That seems like a small one. Don't want it to break. Like balloons. Oh, I'll take this bread home with me. Yep, it's almost time to go, too. Boy, don't our visits go fast? The times you enjoy seem to go boop, like the snap in our song. There. Take the bread, eat that tonight, and be with you tomorrow. Tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with the song. 4, 2, 1, 2. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy King Friday, Goldilocks, Benjamin Franklin, and the Three Bears to you. That's what we'll be seeing. You sure have made it a special day for me today. You know how? By just your being you. People say to me, I know what you're going to say. By just your being you. Well, sure, that's the way I feel. See you tomorrow. Bye.
Production funds for this series were provided by a grant from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and by a children's program fund established by NET-affiliated stations.
This is NET, the National Educational Television Network.